Vermont Senator and presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders says he expects a repeat of his victory in New Hampshire here in Nevada. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck reports.
There was high energy and excitement as 700 people packed into a room on the University of Nevada, Reno campus yesterday, with people waving Bernie signs and sporting shirts with his face on it. For the most part, Sanders stuck to his usual talking points, expanding healthcare, immigration reform, and canceling student debt, but also took a moment to acknowledge his recent success at the ballot box.
We're going to win this election because we are putting together the strongest grassroots movement that this country has ever seen. And what we have and have had, we had it in Iowa, we had it in New Hampshire, we're having it in Nevada right now, South Carolina, California. We got thousands and thousands and thousands of people knocking on doors.
A message that has earned Kobe Kondu's support since 2016. As a high school senior, Sanders' healthcare policy speaks to him the most.
Even just on Saturday, my mom had hit her head, and she's in her 50s, and I had to take her to the hospital, and she didn't even want to go because she was worried that she couldn't afford the copay, and I just don't think that we should live in a world that, you know, my own mom would have to worry about being able to afford to, you know, make it to my graduation.
Kaya Williams was also at the rally. She said she really liked Sanders' work during the civil rights movement.
In 1960, those pictures where he was in solidarity with, African Americans, that really moved me a lot. Oh, and I do like the fact that he's about free education. I really appreciate it, and I think it's important.
Okay, we're going down here in the way across?
Yes, okay. Right in this building. Yeah.
After the rally, Sanders walked with voters to an early caucus site across campus, encouraging them to cast their ballot. Recent polling shows the Vermont senator currently has a sizable lead heading into the caucus on Saturday. For KUNR News, I'm Lucia Starbuck.